This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 932, The New Three-Legged Retirement Stool, You, You, and You, by Sam of FinancialSamurai.com. And I'm Dan, I'm your host here at Optimal Finance Daily. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday. This is where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And before we get to our post today from Sam, thank you to Fundrise for their support. Fundrise enables you to instantly access high-quality, high-potential private market real estate projects, from high-rises in D.C. to multifamily apartments in L.A. And each real estate project is carefully vetted and actively managed by Fundrise's team of real estate pros. Fundrise is the future of real estate investing. Visit fundrise.com/OFD. That's FUNDRISE.com/OFD to have your first 3 months of fees waived. For now, let's get right to the post as we start optimizing your life. The New Three-Legged Retirement Stool, You, You, and You, by Sam of FinancialSamurai.com. The old three-legged stool for retirement consisted of 1. Pension, company, 2. Social Security, government, and 3. Personal savings, you. Given less than 15% of Americans have pensions or will receive pensions, no longer is having a pension part of most Americans' retirement plan. Therefore, we can throw pensions out the window for future generations. For those of you with a pension, bless you. Your pension is perhaps more valuable than you realize, as you can learn from a post on my site called How Do I Calculate the Value of My Pension? Given our Social Security system is underfunded by about 32%, the government will either cut the average Social Security benefit by about 32% or raise the minimum age eligible for collecting Social Security by at least several years. As a result, relying on a government that has perpetually mismanaged our finances is not a wise retirement strategy. Besides, the average monthly Social Security benefit for 62 to 70-year-olds is only $1,000 to $1,300, according to the Social Security Administration. So personal savings, you, is the only leg of the old three-legged stool that's able to provide support. Everybody who has the opportunity to contribute to a 401k plan should. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, only about 55% of the American workforce has access to a 401k, and only about 38% of the total workforce participates. Meanwhile, for those who do participate, the average 401k contribution was only about 6.5% of salary when employers didn't contribute, and 11% of salary when employers contribute. Only 18% of 401k participants save more than 10% of their salary for retirement. New 401k maximum contribution limit for 2019. For 2019, the new 401k maximum employee contribution rises to $19,000. That's up $500 from 2018. Meanwhile, the maximum employer contribution limit also rises by $500 to $37,000. For a total 401k contribution limit of $56,000. There's a chart in this post with the details from the IRS. Do not underestimate the power of working for a stable and highly profitable employer with a strong benefits program. 401k matching or profit sharing can significantly boost your retirement funds over time compared to working for a sexy startup that might not even have a 401k plan due to a lack of profitability. When I left my day job in 2012, I forewent roughly $20,000 a year in profit sharing, but at least I got them to pay for my MBA and give me a severance. Now I contribute as much as possible to a solo 401k, SEP IRA, and 529 plan. The new three-legged retirement stool. So the new three-legged retirement stool now consists of 1. Personal pre-tax savings, you. 2. Personal after-tax savings, you. And 3. Personal hustle, also you. Everybody should figure out a way to contribute the maximum to their 401k savings each year, even without a company match. Your goal is to maximize your taxable income, allow your investments to compound tax deferred for as long as possible, and then build a large enough after-tax portfolio to give yourself options to change jobs, take a break, be a stay-at-home parent, or retire before the age of 59 and a half. Clearly, in order to build this type of wealth, it will take a tremendous amount of discipline. You can't go blowing your money on stupid things you don't need. You need to continuously reinvest the large majority of your savings into risk-appropriate investments. Delay your gratification. The third leg of the new retirement stool is earning money doing something you enjoy, personal hustle. One of the most dangerous things about post-work life is letting your mind and body atrophy. This is one of the reasons why I let my dad edit most of my posts. The more you can stay active post-traditional work, the better your retirement lifestyle. In my case, I stay active in post-work life by 1. Being a stay-at-home dad, 2. Coaching high school tennis for 3 to 4 months a year, and 3. Writing daily. All three activities have a monetary component that enables me to better preserve my retirement nest egg. What you'll discover after leaving full-time work is that it becomes extremely difficult to spend down principal. After decades of accumulating wealth, it's hard to go in reverse. Being stay-at-home parents allows us to save about $3,000 a month on childcare. Coaching high school tennis brings in about $1,250 a month and allows me to build relationships with other members of the community. While writing daily on Financial Samurai keeps my mind sharp and brings in some spare change to boot. Keep building your retirement nest egg. One of America's biggest retirement failures is allowing employees to decide how much they should save for retirement. Given the choice between spending money on cheeseburgers, cars, fancy clothes, shoes, vacations, electronics, and more cheeseburgers, or saving for a retirement that is decades away, obviously the majority of Americans are going to choose the former. Thus, it is unsurprising that roughly 66% of Americans are overweight, and the median retirement savings for all families is less than $10,000. Our lack of discipline is literally ruining our lives. We should have adopted a forced retirement savings system where companies automatically deduct money from each employee's paycheck for retirement, much like how payroll taxes are automatically deducted. It's worked in countries like Australia and Singapore, but it's already too late for change. Therefore, the only thing we can do is count on ourselves. If we can depend on our own hustle to survive in retirement, all other government benefits will simply be a nice bonus. You just listened to the post titled, The New Three-Legged Retirement Stool, You, You, and You, by Sam of FinancialSamurai.com. And thank you again to Fundrise for their support. Come by fundrise.com/OFD to have your first 3 months free. Private market real estate has historically provided excellent ongoing cash flow, even as it supports long-term growth. Private market assets like these are a strategy for diversifying beyond public market investments and even other kinds of real estate, like publicly traded REITs. And Fundrise is the future of real estate investing. The platform's innovations power an investor-first model by eliminating the bloated costs and middlemen that have traditionally weighed down real estate investing, and that saves investors time and money. That's why it's frequently mentioned as a recommended tool in the blogs that I narrate here. Unparalleled transparency and real-time reporting let you see how the development of specific properties impact your overall portfolio. Check it out. Visit fundrise.com/OFD. That's FUNDRISE.com/OFD to have your first 3 months of fees waived. And that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and have a great rest of your day. I will see you right back here tomorrow. That's where your optimal life awaits.